Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission na mBan with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, we spoke to Pauline McDonough from mywaste.ie about the brand new brown bin service being rolled out this month. She speaks about the brown compost bin, its correct uses, and how you can avail of this all-new service. She begins by telling us just exactly what the new brown bin is and its requirements.
So basically, your brown bin is a third bin for most households for the separate collection of food and garden waste. And this is really important because organic material, which basically is food and garden waste, that's what most households have, is actually full of gases. So when that material starts to decompose, and if we place it into a landfill site, it will release gases such as methane. And these gases contribute very negatively to environmental damage and particular to climate. As we're all aware, we're we are trying to reduce the amount of emissions that we have. So the whole idea of having a separate collection for food waste is to take this material and to treat it in a really positive way. And the really good side of this as well is that if we throw away this material into our normal general waste bin, we're losing that resource. We can do no more with it. As I said, it's put into a landfill site and that's the end of it. But by taking it and treating it and making it into either compost or anaerobically digesting it to extract the gas and make renewable electricity, we are, you know, using it another time. It's another resource. And that all then contributes really positively to growing Ireland's circular and bioeconomy.
So when we talk about the brown bin, and for people who do their general waste and recycling, they know that it's your dry recyclables you can put in your blue bin as such. So for your brown bin and your compost bin, is there certain requirements of stuff that can and can't be actually placed in it?
Yes. Well, the port of call for every customer is to always check with your waste collector. A moment ago, I mentioned composting and anaerobic digestion. When we collect food waste or organic matter, it will go to one or other of those streams. Now, if it's going to a composting facility, the waste collector will be happy to take a mixture of materials, which will include your cooked and raw food, things like eggshells, napkins, coffee grounds, and plant material like clippings from your garden, grass, etc. But if your waste collector is sending that organic matter for anaerobic digestion only, they will provide a system separately for food and garden waste, because the food waste is the really, I suppose, rich material that we want to extract the gas from to make this green electricity. So there are 51 collectors in the country. All of them have slightly different, methodologies for collecting from our households. So the best thing to do is check with your waste collector. But as this service is rolled out right across the Midwest anyway, we will see that the collectors are providing information to each of those households.
And it's quite interesting for many people to see that simply by using a brown bin as part of your daily going about, that it can have such an impact on the environment. And as you said there, you know, with renewable energy as well.
Yeah, it's really important. I think sometimes people negate the efforts that we make at a local level and at our own household level to how we manage waste. I suppose the first important thing is that, and I'm sure people have heard this term, the circular economy or circular living. And really what this is all about is trying not to discard materials, trying always to look at another option for them. And that's exactly where this piece of legislation is rooted. I mean, some households have had brown bins since 2013 in our urban areas, our cities and our towns. This is the final piece of the jigsaw. to bring this right across the country, nationwide, regardless of where you live. And of course, we don't want people to have food waste, but there is some inevitable food waste. Like if you cook from scratch, you will have a lot of peelings. You know, if you think of a cauliflower or you think of potatoes that you're peeling, like you will have a lot of food waste that's unavoidable. But then there's also the plate scrapings, the napkins, the kitchen roll, the eggshells, as I mentioned, the coffee grounds. And instead of just putting these into our general waste bin, if we do that, we've lost them as a resource. But this is a positive climate action that every householder can get behind by separating properly their food waste so that it can be treated, as I said, for composting or anaerobic digestion.
So for anyone listening to this and thinks, oh, I am entitled now to a brown bin and I don't have one, is it just a case of contacting their provider?
Yes, that's the first thing to do. Now, obviously, there are a number of providers in any one area. So the best thing to do is email or call your waste collector and ask when you will get the service in the new year. All of the waste collectors are gearing up to provide the service, and each of them will be able to give that answer directly to their customer. And then for general information on food waste separation, how to manage your bins in general, how to prevent, how to recycle waste, etc., go on to mywaste.ie, where it's Ireland's official guide to waste management. So it tells you exactly how to manage each of the waste streams that we create within our homes.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Tune in to us next Friday morning at 10 to 10 on the Tommy Maron Show for an all-new episode. And in the meantime, check out all the previous episodes on midwestradio.ie or ourstoprotect.ie.